But why the scramble? You might say, because no one predicted that the oil would have dropped to the levels they are today. Well, economists, by and large, are not surprised. No one knew exactly when the drop would occur, but they all knew it was coming. It was not like this was the first time. Commodities have a habit of running in a continual cycle of boom and bust. One of the rationales for the wheat board was to spread out this boom and bust scenario over time so as to lessen the effect on farmers. It provided a counterbalance to the natural swings in the market. The dissolution of the Canadian wheat board provides another example of the economic irrationality of Harper. Back to my point. The drop in oil prices was expected, and if the conservatives were masters of the economy as they portray, and we as a society have been hypnotized into believing, they would have not only had their election budget that they previewed last year, but an alternative budget, a set of budgets, that would have taken into account the possible swings in prices. I feel in my bones they did have a surprise budget that predicted oil at $200 a barrel. It's currently selling for under $50, about the same price as it did in 2009. You see, if the Harper government were true conservatives, and not the radical neocon corporatists that they are, they would have not cut taxes for the rich. They might have reduced the subsidies on big oil. Then, if the price of oil collapsed, as it has, you would have had a $13 billion buffer and not the current $3 billion one, which most pundits seem to agree has probably evaporated thanks to our dependency on basic commodities like oil.
I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Cause me. Vancouver.
What up?
We are on CITR 101.9. Vibes and stuff. We got a couple special guests in the house tonight. Linsanity.
Deep.
Hi.
Hi.
Very blind. It's all good.
Hi.
Introduce yourself. King Ola. Yeah.
Who goes
King
first?
Tut.
Okay, me? Okay, go. Hi, I am King Ola. I am here to rock your world. Senior music curator right here. So, here to give you a good time.
Open your guys' third eye. Give you guys a spiritual journey through vibes and stuff.
Yeah.
And Linsanity, she's just chilling.
I usually go by DJ K Diddy.
Ooh, so. She glossy. She ghetto. She trying to be ghetto fabulous.
I'm not trying to steal other people's nicknames.
Are you trying to be like Rache right now? Or?
Dude, you gotta get a patent on that. I heard that name. But damn, she trying to get some copyright laws.
Are you sure that I think KK Diddy would probably exist right now? Like DJ K Diddy.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We got a great show for you guys tonight. Or today, should I say this afternoon? I don't even know what day it is because it gets pretty dark and pretty early, I would say. But just news that we're going to give you guys throughout the show. Tomorrow, UBC Suicide Awareness Day. Wear orange. Make sure you wear orange.
Yeah.
If you need more information about that, it's on thrive.ubc.ca. thrive.ubc.ca. I'll give you guys more info on that later as the show progresses. New music. Keitra, Vic Mensa just dropped.
Ooh, I saw that. That was Drive Me Crazy. Yeah.
So I'll give you guys a little snip of that. I want to play some... A little bit of Before the Money that came out last week. Marshawn Lynch, I'm Here So I Won't Get Fined. I'll give you guys more info on that. Super Bowl next week. I'll give you guys Super Bowl locations. Talk about UBC. Just listen to the show. Stay tuned to Vibes and Stuff with DJ B-Mac, Linsanity, DJ Cake Boss, DJ King Tut.
Ola.
Ola. Ola. Thank you guys. Vibes and
swing to John McEnroe, rap rock and roll, tidy bow, gun hole pro, Starsky with the gum so, hit the rum slow, parole kids, live Rapunzel, Patone Stizzy really high, the vivid laser I got, jump in a Harley Rock, cross, I freak a lemon pie, I'm about it, Lord forgive me, Miss Sally shouted, Tracy got shot in the face, my house was overcrowded, you fake cats done heard it first, on how I shitted on your turf, at time, Cuban Link first show, check out the rap kingpin, summertime, fine jewelry dripping, face in the box, I seen your air twitching as soon as I drove off. Cap came to me with three sorrows. Give one to Ray. Let's season they brawl. Lightning raw, fever heaters. Knock need a Sheba for Heaver. Diva got rock from the receiver. Bleeder portfolio. Looking fancy in the pantry. My man got bigger dime, son. Your shit is scampy. Base that. Throw it to your mouth. Don't waste that. See go slamping in the throne with King Tut hat straight off. Yeah. Yeah. Just one try, niggas. Smack all y'all niggas, niggerettes. Universal death threats. Yeah. This be the God body. Yeah, no doubt. Judge wise. Hey yo, spiced out, Calvin coolers. Lounging with seven duelers. The great adventures are slick. Licking with six rugas. Rock those. Big boy Pilates out of Woodbridge. Porch for the biggest beer. Seasoned giraffe fridge. Rotisserie ropes. Hickory cinnamon. Scented glaze. Perfect the fine chew with this shell. Let's smoke. All hell to my hands. 50 thou praise. Dirty nose with the nasal drip. Click flipped on fam. Dancing with Blanching them bitches. Flicking deuce pitches. Kick down an ace of space. Snatch Jack Riches. Osef compulsive lies. Flies with my name on it. Dick made the cover. Now count how many veins on it. Scooby snack. Jurassic plastic gas. Booby trap. 10 years working for me. You want to tap shit? Bong, bong, bong. Your bell went wrong, wrong, wrong. Staple lands where the ambulance don't. motherfucking crybaby. Get in line, punk. You should be studying your odds instead of studying me. That's how you lost your first job, punk. Now get in line before you get your little thick ass tossed up. Shit, I study under Bruce Lee, nigga.
Honey, death spliff, black men to cause continental drift. One whip of value gets my divine stiff. Brick rock, late night, hit the tick tock of my clock. I used to run up and pick a crab lock, hit his stash, dip back to the lab, make a flip uptown. Woo-doop. Now we back on your AV, incognito, fatal hakito blow. Pop a needle, dick a knock knee ho. Bust out a fetal, 9 inch long, strong. Bobby pop the bitch thong, spit on her. Then I banged on my chest like Kong King. Merciless Ming, point the killer beast sting. Wing things, right through your head, bing. Snap the wing off of bats. My battle axe, tongue hacks, tracks. Once the ball drop, I'ma snatch 10 jacks. Pass a crack to a nigga rat. Puff a loosely cigarette while your man searched the internet for Bob Digitech. It's stereo, crazy ass Shapiro. Multiply myself 10 times, standing next to zero. And snap my fingers like the Fonz. And bag me a golden bronze skin girl with the honey blonde. Dip hair, make a nigga flip in his chair. Had the armpit saved off perfect with the nail. Stomach fat as a pancake for a man's sake. Used to fuck her when she menstruate, but it made her hyperventilate. Brooklyn!
I know I told that's the river. Catch the bucket, fucking kick the can. Say what, I'm a bad, bad man.
Quick is how I flip from the tip of the lip. Punching out hits like Gladys Knight and the Pips. The 5-foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rhymes are whacking, that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, roll out the red carpet cause I'm getting this. Vanilla ice platinum? That's just ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And to your other sellouts or your FQ2, and let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You better off calling D nice to your rescue. Freestyle frenetic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article done of hip hop, and I won't stop. The 5-foot assassin has come to wreck nuts shop. So do like Michael Jackson and remember the time. Put on your dancing shoes or something, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Big up, enter new identity. Next one says something, call your boss and tell me. What does it take to check a technique?
Many styles, many styles.
Hostile heat brings burst of energy. Marlowe in the dance is the new identity. 1-2 mic check, select for the roughnecks. At 10 to 1 bet, I come correct. In my ciphers of blocks, I bring box to connect with knots. So I can grow dreadlocks. Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Kick it right, then I, what's it not? I would box longer, but fear is fierce. So see Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
See Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah, make it moves, y'all.
Moves, y'all.
On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
Who's that?
Yes, one of the L-O-N-S. And I drive for Quest.
East Coast
to West. Remix, mad kick. More than Metallica. Tall and just fall like the Battlestar Galactica. Stampin', stompin', rumpin', gumpin'.
People all over the world.
I'm promptin'.
Please, I'm begging you to check out for your own knees. Don't let nobody see you in a state. another victim. Best of the nerve. Oh boy, he really picked him. Well, you know, it's time for you to show you're not sleeping. A progress report on the two of you you're keeping. Peeking through the peephole to see if honey's sneaking. You estimated right that night the other weekend. Collectively, the facts should conclude the decision. You called the brother in a terrible disposition.
It's a shame.
To the top, but legally I gotta show love. Call me A, B, and C, answers D, all the above. I attack the microphone like Jack, rip a reel for stacks, leaving kids no headroom like Max. Try to react, but you were never con and never could kick a verse when worse comes to worse. I'm better, shine like genuine rhyme, a black patent leather on half naked honeys who forgot about the weather. Fuck a exhibition and warm up scrimmage, shoot more words than Macho Man spit jism in the village. If this hip hop drop and fall apart, who's representing the art? Me. When they forget the history and the fake shit start, who's representing the art? Play this.
Simulated by a tree of drama, I advance on the branch of respect and honor. A patient of the ill state, centered in trauma. Never been one to side with Hammer.
Yeah.
For Armageddon, I'm getting arm plus armor. The karma of a martyr on the rise like the temp in the Southside sauna. Preface to the book, the life stays to pack humid. To it, I react by staying strapped with a mac of courage. Parallel to a carousel of murders, I prefer to make a life than take a life.
Yeah.
Stopped at the street called Rise and made a right.
Yeah.
Sort of how I play my bars, that's how I play the mic. First side, cuff it, then figure fuck it. Check this, been something rugged, other niggas be reluctant.
Yeah.
To touch it after me. Passively, they strike, never matching me. Rapidly, though placidly, I fabric the verbal tapestry, tapping the keg of your conscience. Navigate niggas like Farrakhan.
If this hip hop drop and fall apart, who's representing the art?
Me.
When they forget the history and the fake shit start, who's representing the art?
Me.
Kids setting they watches 5 minutes fast to stay on top of time, but I'm already 10 minutes away. Nigga, play what you wanna play. He say, she say, but Socrates got the butters and T dot O dot. Slowly but surely, I pour the lyric into the glass of your mind. My rhyme will be the diamond that will cut through lines they butt you. To do, you don't know what you got with. Like a tooth, incidentally, I get bucked too. Didn't get my just due, so I just had to do it. My mic and your mic, come on, no congruent. See, bras are rude to me, be jubilee. On my neck and wrist, be hot jewelry. My old man be schooling me. For sure, I rap good. Cats claim this hood and that hood. Black man, your hood is the universe. On this earth, you was first through the worst. My Cooper hurts. Bras to go upstairs, and we went through the purse. I don't curse around Julia, spread love like rumors. Niggas like my tape, but how many were consumers?
Shout out to honeys working them hours. Glass hip, stay soprano, written Serrano, dramatic episodes. Yo, comment, let me play with niggas.
niggas' brains like clay kits when I rock stage hits. Skip the rumors and lies so y'all under the stairs. When I drop my hip hop, you'll be some Maytag repairmen. Yeah. And flip-flop the fakes who thought they scored. And half-ass niggas sending you back to draw boards to deliver the real shit, at least real spit on your mic. I'm versatile like a plate of real grits.
If this hip-hop drop and fall apart, who's representing the art?
Me.
When they forget the history and the fake shit start, who's representing the art?
Me.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Do you hear what I'm hearing?
Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost.
I'm just living my dream.
Check us out online at ubc-voc.com.
For everybody who should live it, live it, live it. Go and get it, you should live it, live it, live it.
And we are back on CITR 101.9 FM. Vibes.
Hey. Vibes and stuff.
Stuff. So, we started off the show with some Ghostface Killah features RZA. And that was Supreme Clientele. That's the 15th anniversary. That album dropped January 25th, 2000. So, 15th anniversary of a classic album, Ghostface Killah. He actually just released an album just this past month, December. It's 36 seasons. Make sure you guys take a listen. I was sleeping on that for a little bit, but it's got some good stuff in there.
Yeah, I think he released a song with a Bad Bad Not Good.
With MF as well.
Yeah,
MF Doom is going to be on that.
Yeah, so like, I mean, you can go check that out on like their SoundCloud, or you can check that out on like their Bandcamp. So.
Yeah, Ghostface is still trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, man. I mean, even D'Angelo, man. Like, his last album was Voodoo, and that was like 2000,
right?
What the hell?
That's 2000
ago. Holy shit!
And then he just dropped a Black Messiah, and that's
super
fire.
Fire.
That's
Fuego. Damn.
Fuego, that's like he's like the male Erykah Badu. That's a fat statement right there.
Yeah.
That's a big statement right there.
Cited. You need work cited right now.
Yeah. Like, I'm citing my own work. This is all my own things right here.
But yeah, I feel like, you know, the way Erykah Badu, like, you know, kind of left the scene for a while and then, like, you know, came back. Like, it's kind of like the same kind of return. But I mean, D'Angelo, like, his album got like a 9.0 or something.
Right.
Like Pitchfork. What the hell? And like Pitchfork, like, they don't usually dish out like good, you know. So like, I mean, yeah.
No, definitely. Much respect. Make sure, you know, although it's not 90s hip hop, we're all about good music in general.
Yeah.
You know,
good vibes.
D'Angelo, good vibes.
Vibes and stuff.
Vibes and stuff. Let me talk about UBC construction. Although this has been a recurrent subject and everything, I feel like this is like Mousetrap.
Oh God, it's like,
and they got like, damn. Wait, there goes my mic.
Okay, Kelly, did you write that article? That was the one about like how the construction, the ever going construction on UBC campus is basically like an ongoing social experiment to see how long like UBC students can go without actually breaking. That was it's like, it's insane. Like, I swear every single day I have to go through a different route just to go to my classes.
Dude, working at Blue Chip, like, the business is so slow now. Yeah.
Nobody goes through the sub anymore, exactly.
It just takes, like, two times longer just to walk the building.
Jeff Fuels, man.
Jeff Fuels, man. They're taking the business away from you guys.
Yeah, no. We got to sell those cookies. Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to make some money. Yeah. While UBC Construction trying to, like, bring us out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you hear about, like, how the AMS doesn't even, like, really know what's going to happen to the old sub? Like, because the UBC isn't really, like, you know, being communicated with them. You know, it's like...
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, do they know what they're doing with the new sub? I don't even know.
We're supposed to be in there right now.
Yeah, we're supposed to be in there. Like, yeah, they're opening. If we just find out, like, you know, by, like, next year, like, if they're, like, it still haven't opened it, right? Like, I mean, apparently, like, Compass Cars are supposed to be, like, with us since, like, 2012. But, like, it's, like, 2015, bro, you know? Like, this is the future, bro.
We're supposed to be in our flying cars. Yeah, man, we're supposed to be flying Segways going to class.
But to be honest, I never really was into, like, you know, flying cars that much, because, like, I never really saw them as, like, a future thing, because, like, I'm like, we have planes, you know, like,
No, what about for, like, miscellaneous activities? You're on Saturday afternoon.
No, but
you're on a field and you got that hoverboard and you just flying.
But
like
but the thing is, like, they're actually working on hoverboards, which is cool. Yeah. Like, but, like, the hoverboard can only fly on, like, copper for now. Really? So, like, yeah, but but it's kind of cool. So, like, I mean, it's cool.
Damn,
it's
up
cool.
to date on that science stuff.
Yo, man, I swear, man. Like, I think there's also, like, electric. There's this $700 electric longboard. And, like, you can actually, like...
What?
Yeah, like, you can actually, like, ride it, like... And, like, has, like, 20 miles per hour, and, like, it's a range. You can basically just go uphill.
Dude,
like,
that's
like, the best thing ever.
Wait, a floating longboard? Is that what you said?
No, it's not a floating longboard. Like, the longboard, like, the other longboard hasn't even, like, started sailing yet, because they're still, like, going through, like, prototypes and stuff. But, like, there's the electric one that's, like, basically, like, it just keeps going like a bike. And, like, it goes far away, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
2015.
Hey, speaking of 2023, though, we about to go to Mars.
Stop.
No, man. No, I mean, for sure, though.
Yeah. We're in 2015, but... Yeah.
I mean, is that 20 years? That's 10 years. That's 8 years. Like, yeah. I think we can do it. Like, we can, like... We can get, like, a bunch of people on Mars and, like, you know.
You're not coming back, though.
I don't know.
they know how to get there, but you don't know how to come back.
See, I swear to God, there are, like, a lot of people that are willing to sacrifice their lives to be on the front page of history.
Dude, that what if they get there and then, like, a group of humans get to Mars and they evolve and they become the aliens?
Dude, it's Darwin. Darwinism's theory becomes a fact. And what, you just develop some, like, gill and you, like...
but, like, I mean, all that stuff is kind of, like, generational, right? So it has to go to, like... It takes thousands of years, man. Like, yeah, like, bro. Like, it wouldn't just happen, like, you know. And, like, I mean, looking at, like, our timeline right now, like, it turns out we might actually, like, be all dead before that happens. So, like, I mean...
You don't know.
Unless there's already a population there, and you know,
maybe we're the ignorant ones. Yeah. Let's start population, and they over there like, bro, we already got a population.
Yo, it'll be horrible. Imagine if it's like just like colonialism all over.
Like, we already got, like, people here, bro. Like, we don't want your people.
They're all gay. We just got it wrong. Yeah.
You know, remember when we used to think the sun revolved us, bro?
Yeah, man. Like, yo, that was like, we used to think the world was flat, man. You know, like,
we're messing up right now.
You know, at least we got fun science more.
Yeah, true. You know? Yeah.
All right. But you know, I want to keep the show going. I'm gonna play you guys some Common featuring Kanye West, The Food. Mm. This is Vibes and Stuff. CITR 101.9. DJ V-Mat.
Been a long time coming, but you know what they say, Kanye. Slow motion better than no motion.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late.
So
I had to did what I had to did, cause I had to give.
I'm
up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and whites. Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga knows slow motion better than.
No-oh, 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 no-oh.
You love to hear the story, again and again.
about these young brothers from the city of Wan. Like juice and gin in the city we blend. Amongst the hustle, titties and scan, 50s and rims. Y'all know the sweet wells and trucks, this detail. Heartless females that wanna ride in them. Felt the south side venom and raw hides and denim. Pimp minds collide with them, a system that tries victims. We living in, my man in the fast lane pivoting. On the block, white is selling like Eminem. On the block, it jump off like Kim and them. On the block, it's hot, you can feel it, and you're skinning it. Shorties get the game with no instructions to assemble it. Eyes bright, it seems like the fight is dimming them. Call my man Cuzzo like I'm kin to him. He trying to stay straight, the streets is spinning them.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late. So I had to did what I had to did, cause I had to get. I'm up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and white. Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga know slow motion better than.
It's all good in the hood, like raps and gems, throwbacks and Tims, blacks and rims. Whether on ball courts or tires of all sorts, we never fall short. With us, it's all force like air ones. Some waves, some air guns. The days of the fair one is over, foe. Cash is colder than foe. Below myself, I go toe-to-toe. Wondering if it's the art of for the dough. Though I know to grow a nigga, gotta learn to let go. Though I know the dough I gotta bring back to the ghetto. Arrows on tarot cards pointing to the grind. Poor living in more prisons, pointing to my mind. Shine a light up, twist my fist tight, holding the right up. Freedom fighting dark, here for the to get brighter. Situations and jaws get tighter. My man trying to get his way to hide up.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late. So I had to did what I had to did, cause I had to get. I'm up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and white. Now the money coming slow, but at least a nigga know slow motion better than. I know I could make it right, if I could just swallow my pride. But I can't run away, you put my gun away.
I break bread with thieves and pastors, OGs and masters, MCs and actors that seize and capture moments like the camcorder. You ain't killing it, Joe, that's manslaughter. Though paper can't change a man's aura, it can feed a man's daughter. I stand for the blue collar, on the side making a few dollars. Like Sam Jack, they maneuver through drama like
I know I'd make it right, if I could just swallow my pride. But I can't run away, you put my gun away. You can't front on me, no, I can't let it ride. No, not tonight. See, I can't run away, you put my gun away. You can't front on me, I know I could make it right, if I could just swallow my pride. But I can't run away, you put my gun away. You can't front on me, no, I can't let it ride.
Relax while I relax, tax, while or you could just max. It really doesn't matter, just stay the hell back. Popping much junk, now the time has arisen. I pick your card and your name has been chosen. Not all about my mopping or the stick-up scene. You know what I mean? I'm the PMG, in the place to be. Squawk rhyming and locking, around the tick-tocking. Suckers steady clocking, at the same time jocking. So a brother like MD takes a chill and lay low. Hypnotize your girl while the funk flow, funk flow, funk flow. I got more gas to keep me pumping, just like Getty. Use the same fuel as Mario Andretti. Kicking butt in the beginning all the way to the end. He drives around no matter what we win. I come fully equipped with the mic on the my head. Tricky bridge, no time to slip. Cause when it's time for some action, just when I'm Michael Jackson, do a spin, grab my nuts and start taxing. Let the MCs know that I shock like lightning and mess with the E-double-E. That sounds frying, sounds frying, sounds frying.
So let the funk flow,
let the funk flow.
blast off,
blast off,
and off we go. We usually take off fast, but now we take off slow. I would say bon voyage, but I'm not leaving. I don't want to go, but the girls keep screaming. So I will stay if that's fine with you, but I won't leave until the party's through. So while I'm here, let me get funky, feeding for the rhyme.
Like a four-deuce junkie.
Put the pep in your step, the slide in your glide. EPMD them with Nationwide.
While the bass is steady pumping and the beat be like thumpy, like thumpy.
Use your cool,
then you start jumping. You're out of control and I'm right on track. And seconds later I work the bone at your back. To mess with the two is to mess with hot water. You like to hang, torture then slaughter. Or sucker MC, who proceed to intrude. E said,
let him slide,
I'm in the move. Perdition and dismissing. All those who don't listen, real and ones these in. As if we was fishing. Cause in 88, no wait, I think it's too late. Cause in 87, you bit on the old bay.
So let the funk,
let the funk, let the funk. Home boy, you in the danger zone. When the brother P&B's on the microphone, the slow momentum of my minds are divine and combined to go off beat and come back on time to maintain and explain, but never sound the same. And when it comes to do this, very few remain. People on my job, on my job, I'm in. Dip in the phone booth just like Clark Kent. Step out just to impress with no intention to fest. Chillin' hard,
chillin'
hard. With the beat on my chest. Rhyming on the mic while the beat rocks steady. Throw a funky fresh rhyme and MC's fetching like Freddy.
Listen to heavy metal, hardcore, rock and roll. Drink a six pack, baby Miller shrug. That's not the mood, it's about hip hop. The lager top playing and screaming had to stop. Let's get it straight for 1988. For it could sound fine for 1989. I hear the girls out there saying E is hot.
E is hot.
That'll show you what juice I got. And if you don't like me and you yelling boo, there's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you, so let the juice funk,
let
flow.
The funk flow.
So let the funk flow.
So let the funk flow.
Like I need seen a lucid dream with a dream. You sit inside a pit and you fiend. Now pain and pickaxe and shovel, I dig then. I gotta get out of this pit. I'm bigger than her, but my chest is crushed, turned to mush, for real. If I ever shot myself, it was just to get the feel. So suicide was out of the question. Did I mention I didn't get a tricycle? Thanks to Mr. Trojan, I'd be walking around like these other brothers, tripping aimlessly, like a record, skipping. But once bitten, twice shy.
Try your eye.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Try your eye.
Once bitten, twice shy, and I won't lie. Baby used to be a California dream. Baby used to be a California dream. Yo, baby used to be a California dream. But eventually everything becomes a jerk.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Late night show is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&B or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into the late night show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the message. Show also hosted by me, DJ Rain, and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca.
And we're back on CITR.
CITR 104.9 FM.
Vibes.
Vibes and stuff.
And stuff.
Stuff.
DJ B-Man out here.
Yeah, what up?
So after the break, we played some Common featuring Kanye West. That was The Food, one of my favorite songs off the classic B album. And then we played some EPMD, The Boys, Let the Funk Flow. Nas actually sampled that song on a Nostradamus.
Oh, nice.
Nas, Nostradamus. I love Nas. Dream Warriors, Toronto, California Dream. And then play some Mitchie Me. I love my girl Mitchie Me. What y'all know about Mitchie Me?
Okay, could you tell us about Mitchie Me?
Well, Mitchie Me grew up, born in Jamaica, actually.
Oh, nice.
Took her talents to Toronto.
Yeah, I can feel that. Yeah,
Now we know Mitchie Me.
Mitchie Me, nice.
Mitchie
nice.
Me did a lot. Mitchie Me got a lot of Juno Awards. A lot of, they call
oh,
it,
shit, nice.
They call it the Queen. Queen of Canada.
Nice. I think I heard about her as well. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, I think I played one of her songs before. Yeah,
she's been around, bro. All right, Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Who you guys picking?
Kelly.
Yeah, football.
Linsanity.
Kelly.
Are you Linsane?
Who is playing in the Super Bowl this weekend?
Ooh, Seahawks and Patriots.
Hey, she knows.
I know my stuff.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
That's it.
We're going to give you a
football
hand.
Football is like a, you know.
That's good. Hey, that's good enough. I'm going for the Seahawks.
I mean, of course, Seahawks. We're like in freaking Vancouver, right?
Of course.
Like, I mean, we kind of have to, you know. Like, I mean, yeah.
Hey. Co-host finally came here 45 minutes late.
I mean, he had a presentation, though. So, I mean, like, okay. I mean, yeah. Like,
yeah, I want to show you guys the Marshawn Lynch little press conference today. The infamous Marshawn Lynch. Here, take a listen.
Y'all can shoot if y'all please. I'm here so I won't get fined. 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 I'm just here so I won't get fined.
So he's just here.
Why does he keep saying it? Like, we get the point.
We know Marshawn Lynch history with the NFL. He's been fined, I don't know, you could say almost $1 million, if not throughout his career.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
He's in a protest against the NFL media. So all he needs to do is just show up so he won't get fined. he doesn't need to answer any questions. All he needs to say, boss.
I think I watched one where it was like, you know, he just kept saying, like, you know, no comment. It was like, so how you feel today? No comment. They're like, no comment. Thank you. Thank you very much. They're like,
I'm blessed.
He's like, so funny.
He said, I'm blessed. It's like, so Marshawn, what do you think about the game? I'm blessed. No, Marshawn, I love Marshawn Lynch.
But that's the thing, I think, because, like, you know, if you, like, run your mouth, right, which is, like, what you're kind of supposed to do, right, they label you as, like, a thug or something, right? You know? So, like, I mean, it's...
He just countered back on them. He's like, I'm not going to answer.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer your questions. Exactly, yeah.
Only here so I won't get fined. Hey, new K-Tronada. I'll play you guys a little clip.
K-Tra
just dropped a song with Vic Mensa. I'll give you guys a little sneak peek of how that sounds. And right here. This is that new? It's that new K-Tra. It's a little bit trappy.
Yeah, it's very trappy, actually.
A little unorthodox from 90s hip-hop vibes or something. And from
K-Tra. Don't stray from the genre. They've been waiting for me. Since I was 15,
now I'm yellow, 100 miles and running. Okay. Easy coming, easy going. K-Tra's been dropping bombs.
He's been, like, hard, like, since last year, man. Like, it's just, like, he brought out his whole, like, album with his brother, you know. Like,
everything.
And, like, he still drops albums.
The Celestics.
Man. Like, Celestics, man. I'm just, like... But
you guys gotta check out. That's a group, the duo between him and his brother.
Louis P. Louis P. Celestin,
He's got affiliates. Pomo.
Yo, Pomo, man. Pomo came
Pomo.
Straight from Port Moody. Moody. That's where I used to. I went to high school in Port Moody. My sister's really good friends with Pomo.
Oh yeah, I think you told me that before. Yeah, yeah. So Pomo is pretty good. I think he's also in the Taiwan Wear, right? I think so.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
No, Pomo's been. Hopefully, he continues. He's going to South by Southwest in Austin coming up. That is, I believe, March, April. I don't know.
February. I think Sweater Beats is also
Sweater Beats. Yeah, yeah. Sweater Beats is coming up.
Yeah.
You tell us a little bit about that, yeah. Sweater Beats is coming through.
Yeah, like, I think it's coming through 6th or so.
Yeah, so a lot of good music coming out.
Yeah.
Joey Badass, Before the Money. That was he dropped a great album, great, like, a fused 90s to modern hip hop.
Yeah.
And this is a Haziest View from the Before the Money, just a little peek. So you got like the 90s hip hop beat.
Yeah. Microphone. But like, it also obviously has that, like, you know, that Joey Badass feel to it. You know? It's like the
I saw him in when he came here in November, and he killed it with Static Selecta, CJ Fly, Kirk Knight. Everybody came out. The whole
where was that? Commodore?
That was at a Vogue Theater.
Oh,
Vogue Theater was a pretty intimate.
That's pretty big. Yeah,
that's like, the same venue I saw Nas. Nasty.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, Vogue is like.
I saw Nas. Yeah. You guys don't understand. Like, me and Nas on
spiritual level.
Well, me and not Nas and me. Just me and Nas got that spirit. We got that spiritual like connection, you know.
No man, Jeff feels, man. I totally get you, man. Like, Nas is obviously like one of the greatest ever. Obviously, like hands down, you know. Like, people are always like underrating him because like everybody's like, oh yeah, out of all of them, you know, like, you know, Jay-Z's like the most famous. I'm just like, no man. Like, Nas is like
the whole like Biggie, Tupac. Yeah, all right, don't even mention them, but like. Right now, Nas and Jay-Z had that whole feud back in 2000 with Ether and
exactly,
and you know, Jay-Z was like, "I'm the king now."
Yeah, king. Oh, yeah, like, but like Nas is just like a quiet. He's always been kind of quiet and stuff. And,
it all has to do with opinion. Like,
yeah,
I'm Nas. I'm just like Nas, Nasty Nas, straight from Illmatic. It was written, lost tapes, new albums, you know.
Yeah,
and then Jay-Z's the. I mean, he created an empire for himself.
Exactly.
So you can't take that away from him.
You can't take that away from him.
In terms of business, of course, you put Jay-Z.
Obviously, we respect Jay-Z like to the fullest. Like, he's brought some of the best tracks ever, like commercial success, you know. It's just like, we just feel like Nas is like really underrated, you know. Like if you ask like a kid now, like, hey, who's Nas? You know, like something they should be teaching in freaking kindergarten, man. You know, like they should all
the
know
first
who
album you should give that kid is
you know who King Nas is, man. Hey, bro.
Know, but you know who the kid knows? The kid knows who Chief Keef is.
he knows who I Love Makonnen is, bro.
He's like, on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday, by the way. So we hit in the club tonight after.
Club going up.
Nah, the club's already here. Club's at CITR. This is our club, our UBC.
I think there's also that OT, what's his name? Like, Coco guy?
OT Genesis.
OT Genesis.
Oh, don't you? Yo.
He really likes the Coco, though.
I get hype off that song.
Yeah, Brian went hard.
It's like our secret, like, you know, secret like desire things. You know, we can't actually like lie that we all don't jam to.
We play
all the
that
songs,
song
right?
Like a couple feet away.
Yeah,
I went to this bar on Saturday, and it was like pretty late at night. Whatever, I had my falafel with
on your jeans.
Okay, whatever, dropping falafel everywhere. I'm sober.
Yeah, that was cute.
Falafel? Where'd you guys go?
We're just like friends party, and then I forgot what falafel place is called because I want to. That was one of the best falafels.
The Pita Pit?
No, we're on Broadway. Yo, Pita Pit, my bro.
Was it Al Shabaab? Al Shabaab?
It was literally right next to the tank.
Yeah, it was near Copper Tank.
Copper Tank?
And then they
is it the one that's right beside Copper Tank?
Yeah.
Isn't that like Sharma dude? The one that Alex is shouting about?
Because we always go there when we're drunk. It's just like the go-to falafel place.
Yeah, it's the go-to. And right next to it, they had like this bar type club thing.
Yeah, after that, yeah.
And they had like...
Club.
And they had all these, like, I don't know, demographically, it was older,
so, like,
whatever.
Hipster, older,
no, not
like,
even hipster,
you know,
like, just, like,
just older
people trying to live
grad students?
People, like, no, we're talking, like, like parents trying to live.
Holy shit.
Parents
damn.
Trying to live their youth
early
again.
50s. Oh.
So, like, I'm sure they pay, like, disco, they pay, like, you know, they pay, like,
no, they played Coco. No,
oh my goodness.
Yo,
so
they were playing Coco, my dude.
These aren't adults like trying to relive their child. Is it adults trying to relive our child?
They trying to be us.
Yeah, no, there was like a rap battle going on. dance battle going on with Brian.
So me and this dude go at it. They start playing Coco, and we're just like dance battle, whatever. You trying to do like this whole wheel spin? I come in here, I bring my New Jersey hood type moves, and he wasn't ready for that. I ended up getting kicked out of the venue. Like.
Because you killed the game.
Vibes and stuff. This is DJ B-Matt with King Tut, King Ola.
What's up?
Linsanity. We out here. MF Doom. Red and Gold.
Was the last day. Wig twisting season. Where some could get their wig twisted back within reason. Mostly whiskey crimes of treason. And you'll be lucky if there's no squeezing. Even this evening. From how it's feeling. Thrilling choice of flow is sick. He's the villain with the $1 million voice throw trick. He's like a ventriloquist with his fist in the speaker's back. Couldn't think of no unique attract, no sneak attack. It don't really matter how big them is, so much as a nipple. Cause you can have a chick with D triple, except the nipple, little. This hot off the griddle, like how he do monkey rhymers. Like monkey in the middle by his damn self. Ain't no average MC ahead of me. Getting cheddar instead of the probably better pedigree. With nicknames, sick games as Rick James, messy games. Side fly such as Jesse James. Glass, I figure. Ass hawking, ass titty liquor. Last one to walk up in. Fast talking city slicker. Got bag cause of the dirty chick with makeup. Bail out quick for the 7:30 wake up. My only backup was an A cup. As far as major when the leaves turn red and gold. So Nimrod Earth Day. All else worthless to say.
And the lights went down.
That's when I knew it was the first day. Wig twister season. Some could get their wig twisted back within reasoning. Mostly with the crimes of treason, men. And y'all be lucky if there's no squeezing even this evening. It's like a mosquito, the much sweeter, resent the act. I've been bent back since my physical went back, since culture more of my kin. And for them, I keep an elbow in this hellhole. Hold your head, use your head and hold, or be dead and cold. In the worstest way, soon as the leaves show red and gold, to round Nimrod release day. And all else, needless to say. Wait a motherfucking minute, true facts presented. The names was probably changed just to protect who ain't in it. The XP was 3/4 tenant, 4/5 was converted. Where his shit was twisted, ask him if it hurt it. Where some could get their wigs twisted back within reasoning. Mostly with the crimes of lying and fronting and cheating. All types of different styles of treason.
The earth, they're not the weak. Let me inherit the street, fuck it. You know what I mean? I mean, I love life, man. You know what I mean? Life is beautiful. It's just the shit in it that's fucked up. It's rough, but it's fair. People gotta go out there and bust they ass for a job. I mean, my dad got 5 kids, man. And I mean, you know, he hates driving a bus, but he loves 5 kids. You feel me?
I'm a rhyme artist. Out here trying to grind my hardest. Up early so to milk the cow. Keep my John Deere out here plowing the fields to keep my John Hancock's worth up in the now. Went from hanging on blocks and hanging on the chart positions. It's part of my mission to hanging on top. Gotta get your poly cracker on with them crackers and them shiesty ass niggas if you like it or not.
I've been rewired to work more efficiently in the dirt. I'm hands on with it, all up in my cuticles. Some try to get off the farm, but fell into harm by getting in the game of them street pharmaceuticals. But I was raised in the blue collar themes, having white collar dreams, cause I see what it means to know the meek shall inherit the earth. But don't forget, the poor are the ones who inherit the debt. You can bet I got better things to do than that. I was a dick who got jerked by Tom and his boys. Word. Came on my land, seized my cattle and catalog as if it wouldn't leave me less than coy. But I'm far from bitter, even further from quitting. Got a grind date to make, no time for sitting and playing Xbox. Stand up and exercise my rights as obscene through Bob Nestor's eyes. It's the grind.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts